Welcome back to the People's
Podcast. welcome back to Sushi Review. This is Keith.
And this is Chris.
And today we are doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number Trace.
Don't say it.
What is it called?
Nothing.
Number Trace? Nothing.
That's right.
number three.
I got something to say about that too. We're gonna get there.
Okay. All right. Because I don't know.
Yep.
News to me. We're drinking fruit punch slushies.
Delicious. Raphael Red, baby.
I don't know if you heard that.
See, it's real.
So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys. We are going to hop right into it.
We're drinking slushies. Who said we weren't? Nobody. That's who.
Same.
Thank you for listening. We definitely appreciate it. Make sure you follow us at Slushy Review on Twitter, at Slushy Review. You can also check us out on YouTube. Just search Slushy Review. We pop up. We're the first result. And then check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And also, coming soon, Instagram. Follow us on IG.
The gram.
At Slushy Review Podcast. Yes. We just started it. Need some followers, need some likes. And hey, welcome back with, you know, whatever it is.
With your boys.
With your boys.
Your boys, a question on the bar exam. Two ankle bracelets. The judge never had to do that before.
Same. All right. We're doing the cast with young Keith. Take it away, Keith.
Just casting.
Taking it away. we're going to do the cast of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 3 of the trilogy. First up, we have Elias Koteas. He's back as young Casey Jones / Wit. If you don't know, spoiler alert, they go back in time in this one. And Elias Koteas, who has first billing in this movie, is in this movie for like 5 minutes.
Between both roles.
Between both roles. I swear to God, he's in this movie for like 5 fucking minutes.
10 at the tops.
Top max. Paige Turco is back as April O'Neil. Still chilling. We have Stuart Wilson. He's back as Walker. Did you know he was in Hot Fuzz?
No.
Yeah, I just looked at his page. But he was in Hot Fuzz.
I gotta find this motherfucker real quick and see who he was in Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, I didn't see
Walker, Stuart Wilson in Hot Fuzz. Oh, he's the doctor.
Nice.
You shot me in the foot. Deal with it, motherfucker. Oh. You're a doctor. Deal with it. Yeah, motherfucker.
Next up, we have Sab Shimono, Lord Norinaga. Next up, we have Vivian Wu as Mitsu. Meet who? Yes.
Yes.
Mark Queso, he's back as Leonardo, young Mark. Matt Hill is Raphael. Jim Raposa is Donatello. David Frazier is Michelangelo. And James Murray as young Splinter. We have John Alward as Niles. And Aiden Hanzi as Kenshin. we have Travis A. Moon as Yoshi. Yoshi, no dinosaur. back again, we have Robbie Riss as the voice of Michelangelo, TM. Brian Toji as the voice of Leonardo. Tim Keller is the voice of Raphael. And Corey Feldman is the voice of Donatello.
Oh, shit. That dude was on Seinfeld.
What dude?
The The fat dude who was the jailer, I'm almost certain he was on Seinfeld. Let me look this up real quick.
Oh, I don't know.
Hang on.
As a Seinfeld historian, me.
Yep, he was. I don't know. He was in one episode for like 5 minutes. I knew that was him. Just based on his IMDb photo, not the way he looked in the movie.
I'm done with the cast.
Okay.
Let's go with the plot.
All right, let's plot this bitch.
Plot it up with young guy, Chris.
So, New York City, the Big Apple. The boys are just chilling in the sewers. April O'Neil comes in, says, I'm going on vacation. I bought some shit for you guys at a flea market on my way, you know, to get some shit to pack my bags. Here's some stuff. Everyone gets some gifts. Michelangelo gets a lampshade on his head. Raphael gets a new Bogart hat. Donatello gets a radio to tinker with. Master Splinter, or Leonardo gets a book on swords, and Master Splinter gets a fucking magic time travel machine. Who knew such a bargain could be found at a flea market in New York City? Only in New York. So, as soon as she pulls this thing out of the bag, it turns, it activates, it turns on, because someone in the past has simultaneously used it in their time, and April and this man switch places in time. So the boys decide immediately that Master Splinter is like, hey, this is a good idea. You guys have to go back and get her. Like, now. And we're going to make a movie out of this. So the boys go back in time. Four dudes come back to present day New York City. Casey Jones babysits them, and to make sure they don't do anything untoward with Master Splinter around, because Master Splinter is old and frail and can't handle himself. Even though he'd probably beat the shit out of all four of them. Five of them, actually. And Casey. Twice on Sundays. That's the plot. They go back in time. The Turtles end up stopping a war from happening. And I'm guessing that was supposed to happen in time. I don't know how time travel works in any movie until it's explained to me in said movie. In this one, they...
Hot Tub Time Machine.
They explain it. Yeah, Hot Tub Time Machine, Die Hard, all these time travel movies.
Lethal Weapon.
But yeah, that's the plot. Time travel happens, and it's Ninja Turtles, and there's some shenanigans, there's some antics, there's some hijinks. Let's get in on it. Let's get in on some likes, I'd say. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
I have like a couple likes.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure I was asleep at halftime.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Yeah.
First like, Casey Jones.
Nice.
I was happy he was back.
Yes.
He also was kind of a bitch. Because he was only in it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I was happy to see his face. And also, him and April not being a thing anymore. Like, what happened?
They didn't even see each other in the movie.
Fuck, they didn't.
Because, like, he came in after she was already time warped. And then at the end, they all came back. And I don't think the two of them even, like, had a line together or a scene at the end. Yeah.
So, again, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yes, I also wrote Casey Jones. I wrote Casey's back. And I'll have more on that later. Because I like seeing Casey Jones. Mm. He's like their best human friend that's not April or Kino. I guess. I mean, he's been in two movies. Kino only got one. So I'd say I'd put him behind April.
Right.
So Casey's back. It's a like.
Yeah. That was my first like.
Mm-hmm.
By all means.
My first one that I actually wrote was It's Turtles. It's Ninja Turtles. I like it. Turtles. I like them. I'm going to enjoy it. This one makes it somewhat difficult. Mm-hmm. But I do enjoy the Turtles in general.
Yeah.
That's my first life.
The Turtles aren't terrible.
No.
But I agree. Is that it?
Yeah. For that one, at least.
My next like is that it's a comedy. They're funny. It's fun. It is funny.
Yeah.
The stuff they do is stupid. It wasn't as good as the two as far as funny wise, but it was funny still.
Yeah, like it still made me laugh.
Yeah. I was like, huh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of likes for this one, unfortunately.
Those are my two likes.
No, that's it.
Again, I was half asleep.
Okay. The blacksmith scene I enjoy. That's my next like. The scene where they're all like got the paper and like, oh, April's like, what are you doing? Oh, this is the time scepter. You gonna have Donatello build a time machine? Oh, that's a stupid idea. This 16th century blacksmith is gonna build it. And it's just like a dude with a big hammer wailing on some shit. And then done, and they're like, yeah, he'll make it. He's good with his hands. And Michelangelo's making a pizza in his oven. It burns to shit, and he hits the guy in the head with it. And then he thinks Donatello hit him, and he like stands over him. And Michael and Donatello does like a fucking Jerry Lewis bit to hope the guy doesn't beat him up. And I like it. It makes me laugh. It's like Frisbee. Also cool.
Right.
And hits him with it, and I love it. After that, I like the Time Scepter. Because time travel is a thing that the Ninja Turtles do, aside from this movie.
Yeah.
They've done it in games, they've done it in the comics, and in other things. Time and interdimensional travel happens, like, fairly regularly for them. So, like, it's not out of their wheelhouse. But I thought the Time Scepter was cool. And we're going to see it again. And after that, the only other thing I wrote is I like the fake out at the end, where it seems like Michelangelo did not make it back with everybody. Because when they're in Japan and they like warp back, he's reaching for their hands and they disappear, and then they all get back and they're all looking around, and then there's that one like Japanese guard dude left with them wearing the shorts, and he just like makes a fucking break for it with the scepter, and it activates again, and he warps back in time, and Michelangelo comes forward and climbs down the ladder, and he's like fucking like glowing gold light coming down from above, like he's an angel. And the scepter is all fucking burned up and shit. And he's like, oh, I'm back. And then they have a little dance break. Because what else, as one does?
That's fair. What else are you going to do?
And Master Splinter sees that he's depressed. And he puts the lampshade on the head. It's happening. Like Elvis in Blue Hawaii.
Boobs. Gross.
But those are all my likes.
Yeah, we're blowing through this now.
Yes, because honestly, this is the low point. I knew this was going to happen.
12 minutes in.
I knew this was going to happen for this movie because this is like the low point of the franchise for me. For me, at least.
I have a lot.
What's up?
I have a lot.
Of?
Dislikes.
Yes. Let's hear them because I got some.
Terrible suits.
Yes.
The turtles look terrible.
Yes.
Splinter looks terrible.
Master Splinter looked like shit.
He looks terrible. The turtles look terrible.
No, they did not look good.
They major magic is what I put.
Every time they moved their faces moved to talk, their heads were like jerking around because
yeah.
It was weird.
And their eyes, they look like major magic dolls. I was just like,
yeah. And, in the first two, they all looked distinct, like in the face.
Yeah.
In this one, they all look about the fucking same.
Yes.
And that's not unusual for them to do, but like in the first, in like any other thing, but like in the first two movies, you could tell without the bandanas after looking at them for a little bit, like, oh, that's who that is. That's which one that is. Like they all had distinct faces.
That's interesting.
And in this one, they definitely didn't.
So it's funny because in the first one, I thought the suits were kind of not great, but they weren't half bad.
No,
the second one I thought everything stepped up a bit.
Yeah,
this one everything stepped down a bit.
Yes,
I was like, eesh.
They looked rough in this one, and you could definitely tell that they had like their talking heads and they had like their action scene heads where the mouth did not open at all and it was just like a rubber head. And those ones looked better than the ones where they were talking.
Yeah,
and yes, Master Splinter looked like, I don't know what. It was shitty animatronic puppetry going on, and they kept having him like in that little subway car in their lair. Like he was just leaning out the window like it was laughing or some shit. And I was like, they're trying to hide this as much as they can, and they should be because it's bad.
Hilarious.
But like everybody looked, it was the worst that they had ever looked in any of these movies.
Agreed.
It was bad.
Yep. This might have just been all the suits, but I think I put more plastic, so it might have been what I was talking about. The whole concept of the plot was annoying.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, after watching, like, I don't remember this movie, but I remember it totally different than when I was just watching it. I was like, falling asleep, but I was like, I don't get it. What's the point?
I don't get it.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Because it happens purely by chance that they go back in time, and that can be the plot of a movie.
Right.
But they go back in time, and then, like, April's a witch, and there's this Englishman hanging around trying to sell guns to the Japanese warlords.
Right.
And he's clearly not a good guy.
Clearly.
But what else is happening?
Listen to him?
Yeah, but, like, what else is happening? Like, the Lord is like, I have to win this war. Against who? Who are you fighting
against?
Sounds
like them.
Who are you fighting against? Right. The villagers? If your armies are having trouble with, like, untrained villagers and, like, freedom fighters, your army's shit, and you should not be in the army.
Same.
Because they're having trouble with, like, Mitsu's people who are just, like, people, mm-hmm. like, trained to fight by whom? They're not an army. Mm-hmm. Who are these wars that he's fighting against? That's not explained. There's no good villain. I put lame villains. Aside from the plot, like, there's no good villains. Like, these, obviously the Shredder's the most iconic Ninja Turtles villain. But they have other characters in their rogues gallery, let's say, that they could deal with in a third movie.
Yeah.
With or without time travel. They could have made fucking Baxter Stockman the villain of the third movie and not done a time travel movie. Sure. They could have done all kinds of dumb shit. They could have had Bebop Krang. And Rocksteady, Krang, Bebop and Rocksteady, anything except for this made no sense.
I think Krang would have been the next great villain only because he hasn't been done, especially in live action, and it would have been the first time he's been done.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have had to follow any rules, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, well, maybe not. I think maybe he would have. Maybe I'm just thinking of, like, the way he would look. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess it would still have to be a certain way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, either way.
Like, the time scepter could have opened, like, a dimensional portal. The magic scepter could have opened a dimensional portal instead of being a fucking time machine. And yeah. Krang could have stepped out of that into their fucking lair and just started killing people.
Could have been, like, people, a multiverse, like, situation.
Yeah, it could have been something. But it was just dumb. And the fact that, to me, they've rebranded, this is another dislike, they've rebranded this movie at some point as Turtles in Time in an attempt, I would say, to make people think they like it, because the Turtles in Time video games were amazing. Because on the DVD or on that Blu-ray box, it says Turtles, Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time. Nowhere in that movie is that the title of the movie, because they weren't going to edit that part. They just, on anything nowadays, I'm pretty sure if you find that movie, like, in modern packaging, it will say Turtles in Time on it. It has nothing to do with the, all that has to do with the game is that time travel happens in both of them. One of them does it way cooler.
I assume.
Because in the video game, they go back to fucking dinosaur time. They go back to, like, Wild West. They're on a pirate ship. They're in the future. They're on a moon base. They're in the Technodrome. They're in New York City. They're all over the fucking place. And in this one, they send them back to feudal Japan, which I guess works because they're ninjas, and ninjas their roots of ninja is in Japan and Japanese history. But make it good.
Yeah.
And we talked about this earlier. If you think something's bad, like, oh, I thought it was bad, could you do it better? I feel like I definitely could. I would give them a villain they could fight. I mean, they fought the Shredder in the first one, but they fought wave after wave of his men. In this one, they fought wave after wave of men, and there was no big confrontation at the end for them.
Yeah, no. It was just time.
The dude fell off the fucking thing after Casey Jones, and past Casey Jones shot, like, a catapult at him and knocked him into the water, and there was no splash for him falling in that water.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, he just vanished. He
disappeared.
He just vanished into the mists. It was bad.
Yeah, it was kind of tough. And then, like you said, there was no big finish.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, hey, everybody, blah, blah, blah. Like, there should have been something. I agree.
And apparently, like, I don't know if they were planning on making more movies after that, but if this is your end to a trilogy, you shit the bed.
I agree.
You're terrible at it.
I definitely agree with that.
Because this movie could have just not been made, and I wouldn't have been missing out on anything.
Yeah.
Because from this movie until the one in 2007, it was like many years. It's like the longest gap, I think, between like a Turtles movie of some kind is this movie and then to the 2007 one. And there's probably a reason for that because this movie sucked. This movie sucked. And people are probably like, I don't want to make another one after that.
Which is fair.
Yeah. But also, yeah, like, how could you make a worse one?
Put it in a cartoon.
I wish they've done several times and they've been fine.
Yeah. They're like, let's stick to what we know.
Yeah. Cartoons for the Turtles have always been solid. They even had that weird fucking The Next Mutation live action show. Those suits look better than this. The TV show suits look better than these.
Yeah.
And they didn't look great. But these ones were rough. This movie was rough all around. It made me laugh here and there. But, and also, like, I know it's a 90s movie, and if you watch it, you will tell. Just from, like, the jokes and the references. There's a Schwing in there. There's a Don King joke in there. There's a Wayne Newton reference in there. There's an MC Hammer reference in there. It happens. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But this is a rough one. So.
I concur.
We gotta rate this bitch.
This might be our quickest episode.
Yes, I think it will be. And the sooner we can forget about this movie and move on.
That's fair.
I would say. Because this is probably one of the worst movies we've had on the podcast.
Is it our worst movie?
Possibly.
I don't know. I was asleep. Which doesn't really help.
Exactly. It doesn't help the movies. It doesn't help the case for the movie.
It's not the movie's fault I was asleep.
Right.
But the movie didn't help.
Didn't, yeah, it didn't. The movie wasn't keeping you awake.
To be fair.
Yeah. Because Murder on the Orient Express, I fell asleep during that one, but it wasn't because I thought the movie was bad.
Right. What are you giving it? Slushy meter, guys.
I cannot go above a 2. So I won't. I'm going to give it, I got to give it like a 1. Like a 1 to a 1.5 at the tops, because it makes me laugh.
I'm going to say 2 because it is somewhat funny.
Yeah.
At times.
Yes. But also, like, some of the jokes are really corny and stupid.
Very.
And, like, some of them can make me laugh, but some of them are just like, this is just, who are you? Oh, you're expecting the Addams Family? Like, what?
Probably came out a year before.
Right. Here's a topical one. Also, no, they were not, because this is 1600s Japan.
You mean those people down the street? What are you talking about? That's hilarious, man. That's funny shit. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Woo.
Not good. I do have one more like.
What's
up? I just thought of it. Kappa.
Kappa.
The fact that they look, they're kappas to like the ancient Japanese people. The kappa, like Master Splinter says, they're like ancient Japanese demons from like Japanese mythology. They look, kappas look like turtles, but the top of their head is like a bowl, and they live in the river. And like when they come out of the water, there's water in the bowl in their head. And if you like get them to tip the water out of their head by like getting them to bow to you, you like defeat them or whatever, or like it's like, you know, like ancient Greek mythology, all like the goofy monsters and shit in that one. Mm. It's like it's something from that, and I thought that was cool. Back in the day, as a kid, I didn't know what they were. And as I've grown up, like the more like anime or just like Japanese art that I've been exposed to through like schooling and just research and stuff that I've done and looking at shit on my own, I thought it was neat.
That's what's up. Yeah, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, because the first time Kenshin shows up, he's like, Kappa. And Macklin was like, oh, Cappuccino? Makes me hyper. No, yeah. I was like, that's funny.
He does say that, doesn't he?
Like, that is funny. But they call them Kappa like a few times throughout.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Even though on the subtitling, whenever someone says Kappa, it just says, speaks Japanese. Or doesn't put anything at all when we were watching it. I was like, hey, what the fuck?
That's funny.
This is terrible.
I was saying, this time they definitely put Kappa. At least if I remember correctly.
Like the first time he says it?
Yeah.
I don't think it's when Kenshin says it. I think it's when Michelangelo says it.
I think so.
Because I think every Kappa time. Cappuccino. He's like, oh, Kappa, oh, it makes me hyper. No. But like anytime anyone was speaking Japanese, it just said speaks Japanese.
Yeah, you're right.
I kind of wish it would have said what they were saying in Japanese.
I agree.
Instead of being like, Well, I don't know what that was. Let's see how they react.
Another ding to the movie.
Yeah. I like the Kappa thing. I don't like that there's no bother to put like proper subtitling in for a movie where it's in feudal Japan and they had people speaking English, which is fine. And they explain that too, because Donatello's like, oh yeah, around the 1500s, they started trading with England, so they wouldn't know our language. Yeah, you guys do have a good educational system. I was like, okay, that was funny also. But that they're speaking Japanese, subtitle it.
True.
Don't just say, speaks Japanese.
True. I agree.
In fucking Endgame, there's like a scene where like five minute scene where Scorpion speaks Japanese to Hawkeye. Pretty sure they subtitled it before he killed him.
Yes.
This majority of this movie is set in ancient Japan. There's no subtitling. Chris, so
I was so goddamn confused. I was like, Chris, there are no mutants in fucking Endgame. What
not the yet.
Fuck are you talking about?
Not yet.
There are no mutants in Endgame. Whatsoever.
I mean, there were no mutants in the MCU prior to that point.
Zero.
Up to and including that time.
You said Scorpion.
I mean, yeah.
Let alone Scorpion being at Marvel.
You know who's, you know Scorpion, I mean.
So, let me just go with that, because yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I couldn't think of the actor's name, and I still can't off the top of my head.
Hiroyuki Sanada.
Yes, thank you.
I just watched Endgame the other day.
Yes, that's right, you did.
So good.
Still good. But yeah, this movie sucked.
Same.
I hate to do it to the boys, to the turtles, but you made a bad movie.
Let's hear it for the boys. Two.
Terrible. The next one's, it's all uphill from here.
Oh, yeah, we're doing the rest of them, right? Yeah,
because it gets better.
The 2007 one.
Yep.
Then 13. The two, then
the Michael Bay's.
Yeah.
And then we're done.
And then the other one.
Well, that one comes out in like August. Hopefully we'll be done with these, but we'll see. I mean, we will have watched,
tired,
we will have watched them by then, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fair.
Because honestly, if you like, if these didn't come out until that one like hits, that could work out.
Let's be honest. It won't.
There we go.
Unless I just get on some kind of roll.
So we got a few already saved.
I ain't butter.
We got some other ones that we saved.
I ain't butter.
Yeah, not a roll.
Unless I get on some kind of roll.
Butter me up, because I'm toast.
Listen. Butter me up. Blossom. Not buttercup, okay? We're good. Okay, well, I guess that's it for our shortest episode ever.
So far. We could beat it. I don't know with what.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because our shortest episode was Scott Pilgrim.
Was it? Oh, yeah, just because we loved it so much. We were just like, yeah, it's great.
Like
watch
49
it.
Minutes.
Yeah. Well,
but
I
you
guess,
like everything.
Yeah.
Name
what
specific.
Didn't you like? Nothing.
Everything Michael Cera did. Everything Knives did. Everything.
Every character. Matthew Patel.
Everybody.
Ramona. It was all good.
Okay.
So, Cowabunga says it all.
Tubular. All right.
Chevy Nova.
Let's wrap it up then. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast man.
Ooh. Thank you, podcast man.
Can't be a friendly neighborhood podcast without a neighborhood.
That's right. Or a podcast.
And then I get dusted.
Or a $12 coffee.
Just saying. All right, guys. Make sure you go follow us on all the things and do all the things. This has been Keith.
And this has been Chris.
And we'll talk to you Sunday.
Someday?
Sunday.
Oh.
Sunday. It's the wacky inflatable arm two man.